Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 72 degrees. A Tuscaloosa, Alabama police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty.
An emotional Mayor Walt Maddox announced the death of 40-year-old officer Dornell Cousette.
A father of two daughters and engaged to be married.
Investigators say Cousette chased a suspect into a home Monday afternoon. The suspect was wanted for outstanding warrants for failure to appear on felony crimes. Once inside the house, the two exchanged gunfire. Cousette died. The suspect was injured. Tuscaloosa Interim Police Chief Mitt Tubbs.
Every time you hear the phone ring, you just hope that it's not this call. And unfortunately, it was this call.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A series of three earthquakes rattled portions of south-central Kansas Monday. The Kansas Geological Survey says the strongest, measured 3.8, struck around 2:40 a.m. Monday in Chase County. Another trembler with a 3.6 magnitude was reported around 10 a.m. Monday in Marion County. And a third magnitude, 2.8, reported around 10:30 a.m. That was on Sunday in Reno County. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider requested improvements around the Stryker Multisports Complex near Greenwich and K96 in East Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We are seeing that Greenwich Road corridor just take off, and so they're adding some more features over there at Stryker that I think will continue to help that whole area with youth sport.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. There may be a ceasefire, but the economic border war involving the use of incentives to lure jobs across the state line in the Kansas City area is not over.
Missouri officials say they plan to award $62 million in incentives to the Overland Park-based financial firm Waddell & Reed. The incentives are through the Missouri Works Program, which offers payroll tax withholdings or tax credits in exchange for growing or retaining jobs. The company says it will invest about $90 million in its new Missouri headquarters and employ more than 1,000 workers with an average pay of over $157,000. The announcement comes just a month after Kansas and Missouri governors celebrated an end to the use of tax incentives to lure companies across the state line. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Protecting President Trump has been quite a challenge for the Secret Service, who are now in the market for some new equipment they need for the job.
President Trump seems to like the water. He's often at his properties in Florida, along with the Hamptons in New York. And keeping up with the president, his family, and friends has the Secret Service getting a little creative. The agency is reportedly now in the market for a couple of jet skis. A request for the watercrafts comes with the explanation that the first family is very active in water sports and that agents in the past have rented jet skis with their own personal funds to allow them to be near the people that they're protecting. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's Amazon Career Day today, and the company says they're looking to fill 30,000 jobs.
In a blog post, Amazon officials write that there's a greater need for technical skills than ever before, but analysts say that applies across the whole economy.
More IT professionals to develop and deploy the technology, but all of us will need more digital skills in order to compete with machines.
Michael Chewy is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, which recently put out a report on automation and the future workforce. He says when it comes to older workers who feel they can't compete,
we have a stereotype that they can't learn, but we think that can't be true, right? I mean, we have, grandparents using iPhones.
He says they're seeing a decrease in investing in human capital and that needs to shift. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The normal high temperature for this time of year is 83, and we're going to be running anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees warmer than that today. It'll be breezy this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s by lunchtime and 90 for the afternoon high. Partly cloudy and windy through tonight. Our low 71, sunny and 92 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 72 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Entertainment News, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, give us a wide-ranging and complete look at Entertainment News.
We certainly will, and we'll start out with the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Bruce Springsteen's recent Netflix special, Springsteen on Broadway, won the Creative Arts Emmy for Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special. The film beat out Beyoncé's Lemonade for direction. However, it lost out on Variety Special to James Corden's Carpool Karaoke when Corden met McCartney live from Liverpool. Rick Ocasek, the tall, lanky musician who co-founded and fronted the Cars, died of heart disease caused by high blood pressure, according to the medical examiner. The 75-year-old was discovered Sunday in his Manhattan apartment by his estranged wife, Paulina Poroskova. She wrote on Instagram that she was bringing him his morning coffee when she touched his cheek and realized he had peacefully passed on. Ocasek, who often wore dark shades alongside Benjamin Orr, who played bass and also sang, formed the Cars in Boston in 1976. Their self-titled debut album was a smash hit and led the way for New Waves Incorporation in rock music. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Take a look at the Emmy Awards.
Beyoncé fans taking to Twitter to voice anger over the superstar not taking home a Creative Arts Emmy Award win for her wildly popular Netflix documentary Homecoming, which she wrote, directed, and produced. The singer nominated in the Variety Special Pre-Recorded category for the concert film, losing to TV host James Corden's Carpool Karaoke when Corden met McCartney live from Liverpool. The Beehive calling it disrespectful and bizarre. Homecoming earning nods in five other categories, including Outstanding Directing and Outstanding Costumes for a Variety Special, but fell short of a win in all. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Netflix making a deal for a big-time TV show.
Seinfeld, the show about nothing, means a whole lot to Netflix.
So we go into NBC, we tell them we got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
They say, what's your show about? I say, nothing.
There you go.
I think you may have something here.
The streamer has landed the global rights to Seinfeld. The five-year deal is set to begin in 2021. Nabbing the iconic series is considered a major gift for Netflix after its recent losses of The Office to the new NBC Universal streaming service. And Friends, which is now owned by Warner Media, that former sitcom will land on HBO Max. And in November, Netflix will face off against Disney Plus, which pulled a good deal of their content off in preparation for the showdown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A commercial featuring a controversial former pro football player is getting a big honor.
A win for Colin Kaepernick on a Sunday.
So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
Kaepernick's Dream Crazy commercial, done in conjunction with his endorsement deal with Nike, came away victorious at the 2019 Creative Arts Emmys, taking the award for Best Commercial. The ad featured Cap telling inspirational messages about overcoming the odds, making references to sports greats like LeBron James and Serena Williams. Now, Nike caught flack for the commercial because of the line, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything," with some boycotting the company because of Kaepernick's kneeling during the national anthem. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A new movie coming out. It's the follow-up to the 2004 film Super Size Me.
Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock is back. This time, instead of eating fast food, he's serving it up in Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken. In the film, available to stream now, Spurlock looks at an industry that processes 9 billion animals a year in America.
The term fried has evolved to crispy.
Artificial grill marks.
You can paint them on with dark food coloring.
How healthy are our sandwiches?
However, the film also exposes the cruelty and dishonesty that is used to make the food that we consume. Spurlock's first film, 2004's Super Size Me, had the filmmaker eating only fast food for a month, and he detailed his emerging symptoms. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's once again visit the Emmy Awards.
The Fox Emmys profile as we put a spotlight on nominees for lead acting in a drama series. Emilia Clarke earns her fourth nomination and first lead nod for playing Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones. Oscar winner Viola Davis is nominated again for her portrayal of Annalise Keating on How to Get Away with Murder. There's Robin Wright for the final season of House of Cards. Both Sandra Oh and co-star Jodie Comer for their thrilling cat and mouse chase in Killing Eve. Laura Linney is recognized for her work on the Netflix series Ozark, and Mandy Moore gets her first Emmy nod for This Is Us. Co-stars Milo Ventimiglia and Sterling K. Brown are in the lead drama actor category. Billy Porter is a first-time Emmy nominee for playing Pray Tell in the groundbreaking FX series Pose. Jason Bateman is nominated a second time for playing Marty Bird on Ozark. Bob Odenkirk is up for an Emmy a fourth time for Better Call Saul. And at least Jon Snow knows this. Kit Harington leaves Game of Thrones with a lead Emmy nod. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
It came out in Wichita movie theaters 50 years ago on this day. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. Any thoughts on this movie, Steve McIntosh?
Kind of creepy. I saw it when it came out. I watched about 5 minutes on Netflix the other day, and it just kind of creeped me out. These people were, I don't know, weird.
Yeah.
California weird.
Yeah, man. You got Natalie Wood, Robert Culp, Elliot Gould, and Diane Cannon. Gould and Cannon both got nominated for Oscars.
I give you a toast to Alice.
Hey, why me?
Huh? Because you're nice.
Hey, here's a toast to Bob and Carol and Ted.
That's a good. I'll drink us.
The grooviest people I've ever known.
Oh, groovy, 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 groovy. See,
a lot of critics loved it.
Did they really?
Vincent Canby of the New York Times did not.
Okay.
He said the main characters are conceived as cheerful but humorless boobs. No more equipped to deal with their sexual liberation than Lucy and Desi and Ozzy and
That's
Harriet.
That's pretty much true.
Which is kind
yeah.
of what you were saying. All right, it came out 50 years ago today. Let's hit the late night circuit.
Although,
oh, yeah.
I do like Natalie Wood and Diane Cannon.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
I like that part.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Let's check in with the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
50,000 auto workers have gone on strike against General Motors, America's largest car manufacturer. There will be no more Chevys or Buicks. And obviously, this will hit America's recently divorced uncles the hardest.
Lights out with David Spade.
Oh, it's been reported that Zoe Deschanel is dating one of the Property Brothers. Yeah, so it looks like we have a winner in our worst sentence of the year contest.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
This weekend, he had to cancel 3 events to rest his voice. Yeah, his doctor told him to whisper for a few days. Bernie was like, this is me whispering! That's how I whisper! No.
Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have announced that they would like to be president, and they're planning to release their medical histories before the Democratic primaries, which is not a surprise, because, of course, they're going to release their medical histories. Have you ever met a man in his 70s who didn't want to tell you in great detail about his medical history? My dad has someone cornered and is doing it right now.
That's good. That's very
good. And Conan O'Brien on TBS.
A toy company that manufactures those little green plastic army men is now going to start making little green plastic army women.
Yes, it's good. Yeah, the company said we're committed to updating toys that kids don't play with anymore. So,
right. And it was released 70 years ago on this day. The Warner Brothers cartoon Fast and Furry Us.
Okay.
It was the first ever appearance of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Really?
Made okay. their debut 70 years ago on this day. Wile E. Coyote, given the Latin name Carnivorus Vulgaris, trying to catch the Roadrunner, Acceleratii Incredibus. And so it was also, obviously, the first appearance of the Acme Corporation.
Acme, yeah.
From which the Coyote continued to order products.
Rockets.
That he would try to
all
catch.
Kinds of deals,
the,
yeah.
The first Acme appearance was he ordered an Acme super outfit. It was supposed to give him the ability to fly. But he does not defy gravity with the
wall.
Acme suit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There you go. The Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner made their first appearance 70 years ago on this day. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair, providing a great service to the community. They service appliances.
You sure do.
Having trouble? This is who you call. Terry will get you set up for an appointment. Call Terry at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Are tax credits available for local manufacturers? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has the answer coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.